Greetings in the Lord Jesus Christ. Overcomers.ca, expansion of the Kingdom of God, the link at the top of the center menu on the home page. Baptism versus Fount of Living Waters. Scripture. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God for ever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them, and they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 17. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation chapter 21, verses 5 to 7, and scriptures. Vision. The Lord Jesus Christ at his baptism by John in the Jordan River. He stood with one foot in the waters that flowed. His other foot stood upon the land. The foot in the waters of Jordan were flooded by Jordan. The foot that was on the land was sprinkled by everlasting living waters that showered down upon it. So Jesus was there, partly in the Jordan River baptism, and partly on the land, showered by the living waters. His face at the start was turned towards the baptism of water to fulfill all righteousness. But then his face turned and faced the land, where the sprinkling of everlasting waters fell, to extend that righteousness unto all peoples, nations and tongues, and vision. Why would Jesus, who was born of a virgin and whose father was God, need to be identified as one as though sinful in the baptism of John? After all, he was without sin, the spotless Lamb of God, given unto the peoples of the world as Savior, Lord, and final judge. The great restorer of all things. The second Son of God who repairs the damage left by the first son, Adam. It was for one purpose only, and that was to be identified as the sin-bearing sacrifice. the waters of Jordan, polluted by the sins of the penitent, was his second act in being the sacrifice. The first act in being the sacrifice was he was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world, a lamb without spot or wrinkle, a lamb perfect in every respect. And in the waters of Jordan, he was first identified as that lamb. He, who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Such was the waters of Jordan. Then came the sprinkling of the fount of the waters of life. An acknowledgement preceded this open display unto Israel in that day by God speaking from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew 3:17. Here was a son sprinkled with the waters of the fount of life, presented unto Israel as the final accepted sacrifice for the disobedience of Adam, a holy Son of God, without blemish and without spot. Pardon me. So it is for the overcomer. They start in the baptism identity of being a sinner, but that baptism is about to end for them. This is another depth of the Word of God, for in our very day, the baptism we had that started our walk and began our reams of tribulation will be exchanged, and instead we will have but the sprinkling of the fount of life in the midst of the paradise of God. Prophecy has gone forth that in our veins will flow the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in bodies eternally glorified. Now added to this will be the prelude, the beginning, for the Father will end our earthly baptism, our identity with death, dying through the cross, will end. This is prophecy, right now as you read these lines. The end of your earthly identity in death and dying by the cross will be completed when the waters of the fount of life begin to sprinkle upon you. This comes first, for Father will have a people fully redeemed in every respect, filled up eternally with the weight of his presence and glory, and he will do so by the fount of living waters springing up into everlasting life. The gamut of death, dying, and taking up the cross to follow Jesus will end. John the Baptist said, "He must decrease, Christ must increase." So it shall be. So it is done. Our earthly identity with death will be abolished while you stand upon your feet. The Lord, before he comes to glorify us at his appearing, will end all your death. Or in other words, death will have fully died in you. You will have finished the second death process. I hear the sound of the showers falling, showers unmeasurable, showers that are so magnificent in their clear, pure beauty. Showers of living, eternal waters, which will wash first they that overcome. But, dear reader, there is enough of these showers to envelop all of mankind. No nation will be left out of the showers of these living waters of life, falling from the heights of the throne of God. There is out from under that throne the rivers of the waters of life, which will flow over the edge of the paved work and will fall as a shower from on high. But that is not all. For within the center core of the people, springing up, will be the same fountain of waters of life, meeting the cascading showers from above. Waters made one with waters, completing the whole. This is next for the overcomer. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.